We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome the program, Jordan Walker Ross of The Chosen. Jordan, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Can you imagine the growth of The Chosen, especially even coming out in theaters? And now, you have season three coming and just the success of it. Did you expect that when you first signed up for this and were a part of it?
Not at all, because just solely based on my own track record as an actor, I didn't think that it would do anything, because experience had shown me that the stuff that I was involved with didn't really go anywhere. So I was pleasantly surprised as The Chosen continued to exceed expectations. And I think all of us were kind of in the same boat. We all, like, every season we would all come back together, and it's like going back to summer camp. And we're all excited. And after every season was released, we were all like, is this real? Is this really happening? And now it's at a point where, it's gone way further than we ever could have dreamed. So I'm just enjoying the ride.
So tell me about your character, Jordan.
So I play Little James in The Chosen, and he's one of the 12 apostles, but there's not much more known about him other than that. Other than there's a few historical texts that give some more context on him, but still not a lot of information. So there was a lot of freedom to kind of flesh out this character and add some interesting layers to him. One of which was the creator of the show, Dallas Jenkins, embracing my own disabilities, cerebral palsy and scoliosis, and making it part of Little James's story. Mm-hmm. That's opened up so many opportunities to ask some difficult questions, like why doesn't everyone get healed, and things like that. So it's been, such an amazing character to play.
No, I think so for sure. And it's got to be something powerful to be able to represent the community that way. It feels great, especially I've talked to certain people in the disability community that are actors, and giving these roles and having these opportunities to finally play these roles is one of the goals and dreams of what you wanted to do, right, as an actor.
Yeah, so, I mean, for sure. It's there are very limited opportunities for people with disabilities, because even roles that are specifically, a disabled character oftentimes are played by able-bodied actors rather than someone that actually has the disability. So to be cast in a role that wasn't originally written to have a disability, and then have that embraced and made part of the character to add all of this depth, really is a dream. And I hope that other productions, take a cue from The Chosen and continue to do that as well.
What should we expect for season three, fans, without giving things away?
So for the finale of season three, it's easily our biggest episodes yet. 7 and 8 of season three are just massive cinematic epic episodes. We obviously have the feeding of the 5,000, we had 12,000 extras on set over the course of 3 days, from every state, from all over the world. People flew in to be a part of this massive, massive scene. So that alone is worth the price of admission. But there is so much more to these episodes, so many surprises that I don't want to spoil, but really, really exciting stuff. Great character development, and people are just going to be blown away. So that's why you need to see this finale in theaters on the biggest screen possible with as many people as possible.
So, and that's the thing, a finale in the theaters, it's never been done, right? You're streaming it, you're watching it, you're getting excited. And then, oh man, we're going to the theaters. And then the community develops, right? Because people, when they go to the movies now, it has changed. Before, it used to be, we're going to the, I guess it hasn't, but it has. In a way, it's become a, if we're going to choose to go to the movies, it's going to be we got to have the right food. We got to have the right atmosphere. We have to write everything when we go to the theaters, compared to before where, hey, that's the only place we can watch movies. Now this is a series that, hey, you get so many people together, different groups decide to get together to buy tickets, and then they can make it a whole outing and a day for the community to be together. You know what I mean? That's what I think is the powerful thing of the success that you had in the theaters.
Yeah, well, and the Chosen is such a unique project, because the fans really have this community of their own. Like, I see all of these fan groups on Facebook, and they're their own like little family. So it's a really cool opportunity for them to come together, hundreds of them, and watch this thing that they all love and are passionate about. And then talk about it afterwards and bring other people to the next showing. And it's, yeah, it's just a cool opportunity. And, you know, The Chosen just continues to kind of break new ground and do these things that have never really been done before in this industry.
So when is it premiering in the theaters?
So the season finale of season three of The Chosen will be out starting February 2nd and 3rd, in theaters. The showings are at 3 and 7 o'clock. So it's limited screenings. And you can get your tickets at fathomevents.com.
All right. Fantastic. Did you ever think of this when you started this and see, or even be a fan of this before you became part of this, that it would be to this point? Cause I have never heard of a TV series going to the movies for final episodes. That really changes everything. And maybe that's things that, who knows who's going to try to copy this another way, but there's only one way to do it. And it's proving that people cannot wait, and the continued success for The Chosen. I appreciate you stopping by. Where can people find information on you? Best place, connect, and all that stuff. Where can they go?
Sure. They can go on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Jordan Ross, or for my podcast, it's at What's Your Limp. And I post on there pretty regularly about The Chosen and a bunch of other projects.
So tell me about your podcast really quick, so I have a couple seconds just to
plug your podcast.
I'd be happy to do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. No, my podcast is all about talking to people about the things they've been insecure about or struggled with, and just promoting vulnerable, meaningful conversations with others and helping people to love and embrace the things that make them different.
I think it's fantastic. And it's something that needs to be discussed, because we have to have diversity. We have to have inclusion. We have to have different things in life to make life interesting. And not everyone needs to be the same. I'm a legitimate 6'10" former professional wrestler. So I understand exactly what you're talking about, being different in certain ways. And, you know, I continued success of what you're doing as an actor. Do you have any other projects coming up too?
I'll be doing The Shift, a film with a couple of my chosen castmates, in about a month, and then have some other projects in the works that I can't quite talk about yet.
But
then season four of The Chosen's coming up pretty soon after as well. So,
oh, wow. Staying busy, and that's a great thing. I appreciate, Jordan, for you stopping by.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.